Country 102.5. Hello and happy new year, Lady Antebellum.
Thank you. You as well.
Thank you. I have with me all three of Lady Antebellum collectively.
We are here.
Yeah, we're here.
By the power of technology.
Yes.
Hillary, Dave, and Charles.
This is Charles. I'm sitting here in the Bahamas looking at a coconut tree. So this is a good office.
Thanks. Thanks for that visual. Thanks for rubbing it in. It's like 34 degrees here. So.
Yeah. Oh, man.
But the good news is, by the time you guys get here for your ocean tour in June, it's going to be nice and warm and sunny. I just know it. We're so excited. Lady Antebellum is back in 2020.
Yes, we're so excited to be just back out on tour and putting the tour together kind of as we speak, getting the ideas going. We just announced who we're bringing out with us, Jake Owen and Maddie and Tay. We're really looking forward to this summer.
Oh, yes. Well, when we saw your very creative and fun video announcing the tour with the karaoke, we are so excited about your tour mates. And how did that come to be? Do you handpick them? Do you give suggestions?
Yeah, well, we've known Jake Owen really since we started off as a band and known him for a long time and been wanting to do something with him. So he was at the top of our wish list, and I'm so happy that it worked out that we can do that because he's going to be so much fun out there on the road. He's such a great guy. And yeah, we do. We obviously, handpick, and some people are already committed to another tour, but we definitely have our wish list, and Maddie and Tay and Jake were both at the top of that. So we're thrilled to have them both. It's really going to be a fun 2020 and playing some new songs off the record, doing all the hits that people know, and finding moments to bring up our openers. I mean, those are just some of the highlights for us. So we're looking forward to it in many ways.
And so are we. That is June 20th at the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And you can go to your website to see when those tickets go on sale and everything that they need to know. But how much fun did you have making that video with the karaoke with your tour mates?
Oh, man.
it was hilarious.
I love karaoke so much. Like, I think in that day reignited something in me that I rediscovered just how deep my love for karaoke is.
Your inner karaoke queen.
Yeah, and just to be able to, it was a good icebreaker too. You know, we've known Jake for a long time, and I know he and Charles are golf buddies, and we have a great friendship with him. But with Maddie and Tay, we've never toured together. We've met them over the years, but so it was a great way to kind of break the ice and I think get excited, not only just to see what our cover moment in the show is going to be, like finding the right song for all of us to do together in the live show, but also to just get excited about the summer and to know that, we love to create this really friendly family feel of a tour. And so I think it was a great way to kind of kick that off.
It definitely was fun for all of us watching, that is for sure. Do you remember your first karaoke song that you ever sang?
I believe my first karaoke was with Charles, funny enough.
Really?
It was.
What was it?
It's a little funny.
Islands in the Stream?
Was
maybe?
It Islands in the Stream or Summer Lovin' from Greece? It was one of the two. I can't remember which
that
one we did first.
Was your first karaoke ever?
I believe it was, yes.
Wow.
Wow.
Yeah.
Man, you kind of finally seen the light.
What? And what about you guys, the boys in the band?
First karaoke? I mean, probably like a Boys to Men song, I think.
Oh, wow. That's Dave.
We belong together.
And Charles, do you remember?
Yeah, I don't, but I do remember the first one with Hillary. It was definitely Islands in the Stream, and I think we did like Summer Lovin'. But, oh, man, I'm sure I've been karaokeing. I was that guy, like, especially in college, because I didn't have a band in college. If there was a karaoke or if there was a band playing, I'd be the first one to, like, walk up and try to get up on stage.
So, it was destiny that you were in a band later in life.
Yeah, I had to have the attention. Yeah, it doesn't make any sense. But I did. I love it.
So we might be seeing Time of My Life on stage this summer in Mansfield.
I doubt it. I don't think that was really going to get everybody fired up, but it was a funny video.
It was funny. We enjoyed it. I just recently watched that movie, so it hit home. With my daughter for the first time. But, she was like, gosh, this movie is awesome. And hey, you're single. What If I Never Get Over You? It's been number one in Boston, by the way, on our countdown, my countdown every Saturday for 2 weeks. Close to number one nationally.
Awesome.
They'll catch up with us.
No.
Congratulations.
Thank you. thank you. We're so excited. We have really been blown away by the response to the song, by y'all's support at radio. Everybody at our record label and our team have just been working their behinds off. I mean, it's just been a really exciting journey to see this song kind of make its way to the top of the chart, and we are very, very grateful.
Do you feel renewed, rejuvenated with the new album, label, tour?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, this is just been such an exciting year coming up. I mean, having all this new music, and I don't know, just the depth of the record is what excites me so much. I've found that people are really connecting on a deeper level with some of these songs, like Ocean and Be Patient With My Love, and the single, you know, What If I Never Get Over You. I mean, there's some deep lyrics on this album, so
yeah.
It's just fun to watch our little babies kind of get out there in the world, and the way that people receive it and listen to it and are moved by it. So that's kind of the greatest gift coming up this year.
Debuted at number one on iTunes All Genre and number one in the country charts, so that's amazing. People were hungry for it, I guess. We were hungry for some new Lady A, and thank you for delivering, and we cannot wait to see you June 20th, 2020.
Thank you.
At the Xfinity Center in Mansfield. And
yes.
Keep coming back, please.
Thank you.
Thank you so much.
We love y'all so much. It's always one of the biggest and most exciting shows we have on the tour, and so we can't wait to get back.
We promise to be loud. Thank you, Lady Antebellum.
Thanks.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.